This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong curtailed transportation to the city's airport today, something designed to prevent disruptive pro-democracy demonstrations there. Some activist leaders want their protests to continue, despite the fact that earlier this week, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam formally withdrew an extradition to China bill, a measure that sparked months of political turmoil in the streets of the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Violence broke out late Friday in Hong Kong after demonstrators surrounded a police station and a subway stop. Hong Kong police used tear gas and rubber bullets against them. There has been a large-scale prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine. It was made up of dozens of people. Charles Maines reports from Moscow for VOA.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. The filmmaker gained international notoriety for a 100-day hunger strike aimed at securing the release of other Ukrainian prisoners.
That was Charles Maines reporting for VOA in Moscow. Ukrainian leader Zelensky called today's action the first step toward ending the war between his country and Russia, which supports Ukraine's rebels. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website online, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran